Naturally, she has to meet up with him on the one evening when she hasn't bothered with makeup and is wearing this horrible olive green thing, which she now realizes doesn't belong to her. She's ludicrous. Even that stupid Gideon Barnes is staring at her shirt.
"What are you staring at?"
Antonia asks so savagely that Gideon pulls his head back as if he expected to be smacked.
"What is your problem?"
she cries when Gideon continues to stare. God, she can't stand him. He looks like a pigeon when he blinks, and he often makes a weird sound in his throat, as though he's about to spit.
"I think that's my shirt," Gideon says apologetically.
And in fact, it is. He got it on a trip to St. Croix last Christmas and left it at the Owens house last week, which is how it got thrown in with the wash. Antonia would be completely and utterly mortified to know that "I'm a virgin" is printed across her back in black letters. Sally calls for a waiter and orders 2 pizzas, plain, no pepperoni, 3 orders of stuffed mushrooms, an order of crostini, some garlic bread, and 2 enchiladas.
"Great," Gideon says, since he's starving as usual. "By the way," he tells Antonia, "you don't have to give me the shirt back until tomorrow."
"Gee, thanks."
Antonia can't take much more of this.
"Like I wanted it in the first place."
She dares to look over her shoulder. Mr. Fry is watching the ceiling fan as though it were the most fascinating thing on earth. Antonia assumes this has to do with some sort of scientific study of speed or light, but in fact it's directly related to the experiences of Ben Fry's youth, when he went out to San Francisco to visit a friend and stayed for nearly 10 years, during which time he worked for a rather well-known maker of LSD. Such was his introduction to science. It's also the reason why there are times when he has to slow the world down. That's when he stops and stares at things like ceiling fans and raindrops on window glass. That's when he wonders what on earth he's been doing with his life. Now, as he watches the fans spin around, he's thinking about the woman he saw earlier that day in Sally Owen's backyard. He backed off, the way he always does, but it won't happen a second time. If he ever sees her again, he's going to go right up to her and ask her to marry him. That's what he'll do. He's sick of letting fate roll right past him. For years, he's been a lot like this restaurant fan, spinning around and getting no place. What, when it comes right down to it, is the difference between him and a mayfly, which lives a whole damned adult existence in 24 hours? The way Ben sees it, he's just about passing by hour 19 right now, given the statistics for a man's longevity. If 5 more hours is what he's got left, he might as well live. He might as well say to hell with it and, for once, just go out and do as he pleases.